The following movie is rated PG-13.
It's the 10th year of my movie month. 30 movies, 30 days. Movie month, 30 podcasts, 30 days. Movie month, 30 movies, 30 days, 30 podcasts. It's year 10.
Dog woke me up at, I want to say, 5:40 a.m. this morning. And the first thing I try to do with her is, oh, let me bring you into bed. Maybe you'll cuddle. Maybe you'll fall asleep. And she did exactly that. I settled her. I heard that she does this little thing where she goes, pshh. It's almost like, ah, okay, I'll relax. And I got it. I was like, yes, I will sleep for at least another hour. Perfect. And maybe 3 minutes later, my wife's like, oh, I'm going to call in sick. She had a bad migraine up all night. And I think that, like, she had to go, you know, log into the computer and put in for a sick day, which stirred my dog and ended any hope of that extra hour of sleep. So I took my pup out, gave her an early breakfast, and I said, you know what? It's time to watch my movie before work. I have a couple hours. And I pretty much, yeah, I watched the entire movie before work today. Now, when you say, well, that's not that big of a deal, this movie was 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I didn't really have to stop. Like the other day, a couple of my movies have been like start in the morning, end at night. Nope. I think I watched the entire thing before, like I started so early, I didn't even have breakfast. I had breakfast and then I finished it. And I mean, don't tell. I mean, maybe I started work like 10 minutes late, but that's fine because I worked 10 minutes later. See, I made it up in the end. And, I'm glad I watched this all in one sitting. This movie, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I saw the first Black Panther for movie month. I think I either rented it or it was already Disney Plus by then. That I don't remember. But I just remember like how big of a deal it was. It was a great movie. It was a beautiful movie. And wasn't it up for Best Picture? And Chadwick Boseman, I think, was nominated. I think. That I don't remember for sure. But it was just like, wow, you know, Marvel's tapped into something here that is going to just explode and get bigger and bigger. And it's like the insanity of real life. You know, real life happens. And I remember getting a text on a text group from one of the guys in this group that were like, RIP, Chadwick Boseman. I'm like, what? It was just such a shocking because young guy. Shocking because I had no idea he was sick. No, like, I think he hid it from everybody. And it was just so sad because I remember seeing this guy. Was he in 42, right? Was he in the Jackie Robinson movie? I think. But I didn't even see him there. I saw him on this old TV show that was on, it might've been an NBC show where all these people woke up in like this deserted town. It was, you know, they're trying to jump on the mystery of like Lost or something like that, where all these people are brought into this town for whatever reason. And he was on that and he was really good in that. And I just remember knowing him from that and then seeing like, wait, this guy's going to be in Marvel. I know who that guy is. And you know, this whole franchise of the Black Panther movies, because really when you think about it, Marvel's a franchise, but each of these movies are almost their own franchises as well. You know, they had the Iron Man and the Thor and the Guardians and the Ant-Man and the Spider-Man and the Eternals. We don't have to talk about them. But, you know, all these major things, Captain America, and then a lot of the characters had their own movies here and there. But you felt like this was going to explode into like it's a big franchise. And then you see, you know, Chadwick Boseman passes away. It's sad that my first thought is, well, what about the movies? And maybe that wasn't my first thought, but it's sad even thinking, but what about the movies? But here we are on a movie podcast during movie month talking about a movie. And you can't help but think, what does that mean for the story, for the characters, and for all the actors who, you know, are working to create this world? And then you see that they're going forward with it. Ryan Coogler's returning, and he's going forward with it, and they're making, you know, it's going to be called Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That alone, that title, I don't know if that was going to be the title originally, but when I saw that title, I thought, okay, what I think is going to happen is we're going to focus on the people of Wakanda and his family and all the characters that we met in the first movie. And I was wondering, how are they going to do this? Are they going to acknowledge it? Are they going to, you know, do the terrible Paul Walker thing where he's like, where's Brian? Oh, he's with the kids. Oh, wait, Brian's pulling up. Oh, where's Brian? Oh, hey, there's Brian waving from far away. Why is he wearing a ski mask? Oh, because he just went skiing or he just robbed a bank. You know, like all those things where they try to keep the character alive with while the actor who created the character had passed away. And it's something like that. It's almost disrespectful, I think. In a small way, where you're trying to keep Brian alive. No, like what they did in this movie, in Wakanda Forever, the way they leaned into, did not ignore the death of their lead actor, of their superhero, I thought was smart. I don't know if smart's right. It was so well done, so handled, like it was respectful, like. Like, look, what this would have been or what it is becoming has so much to do with this man, and he's no longer here. So what do we do? And it's like the Black Panther is gone. And in the story, the Black Panther is no more. You know, we aren't doing that anymore. The herbs are gone. I realize in this movie, in this world, in this franchise, they get their superpowers from, you know, nature, where the Black Panther gets it from the herb, and Namor gets it from that, like, glowing plant, right? Isn't that what got them that? And then they drink that goo. So anyway, that was a sidetrack to say that the way they handled this completely was just so perfectly executed. And then, you know, let's just talk about the movie itself. The movie itself was very good. But it's what you'd expect it to be. There's, you know, there's a family grieving. There is, and then there's a new bad guy you got to deal with. And what does that mean? You know, that's kind of stuff happens. But they brought the, you know, the Wakandan metal, is it vibranium? They brought that into it. They brought the fact that, you know, they brought a political into it, like, hey, you know, now that Wakanda is here to share with the world, you haven't shared things yet. And we're like, oh, yeah, well, you say you're going to respect us, but was it the, like, French mercenaries were trying to steal from, you know, get in and steal some vibranium? And then we saw Lake Bell, right? Has she been in Marvel stuff before? Because she was just there, and she wasn't in it very much. So I wonder if that's leading to something. Because I feel like she's a well enough, you know, well recognized enough actor that there'd be something there. But she is with some sort of excavation, underwater excavation, and they're looking for vibranium as well, and they figured out how to get to it because of a machine built by a college student at MIT. That was the most unbelievable part of the whole movie, where I believe that bridge is over the Charles River in Boston, and somehow whales got to it. Now, I've worked in Boston since 1999. I've been remote for years now, but I've driven over the Charles River. I've gone over that bridge before, but not a lot, because that goes from Boston to Cambridge. But I've gone over it. And what I wonder is, the Charles River, where does that get to the ocean? Now, maybe it does. I've lived in this area my whole life, and I don't know how things work, but a river, it's not a lake, so it's a Charles River. It gets to the ocean, right? Rivers flow into the sea. That's what Extreme taught me. And, you know, rivers flow into the sea. So obviously then the whale's coming. Okay, it all checks out. I check with Nuno and Gary Sharon. It all checks out. The logic makes sense. Okay, I'm trying to get to the actual story part of it. So because scientists are excavating, trying to get their own vibranium, they end up disturbing the under the sea. And basically the rest of the movie is the Wakandans fighting off Aquaman and the Avatar fish versions of Avatar people, right? Sort of, kind of. Now, The Submariner, I've known that name for years. I don't know if I've known him as Namor the Submariner. That is his name. It was Ramon backwards. I was looking on Wikipedia. And a lot of people might think, oh, this is Marvel's version of Aquaman. And while technically that might be right, it's really Aquaman is DC's version of the Submariner, because I looked it up and Aquaman came 2 years after the Submariner first came out. It was like 1939, and I think Aquaman was 1941. So this dude came first. You know, you see in these, you get the super strong person, you get the super, like ethical, you get the big monster, you get the speedster, someone, on fire. Like Marvel and DC have a lot of similar characters. There's only so many powers to go around, and you get the fish man. So they each had their own fish man, but yes, this Submariner, he splashed on the pages of the comics first. We learned that this guy, they have their own vibranium under the water. And basically they're telling, the people of Wakanda, look, we need to find the people who are responsible with, finding this vibranium and kill them. And I think they want to kill this. They find out it's the student who is from MIT. So the Wakandans go to, I could be getting this all wrong. This was about, I'm going to say this is about 14 hours ago that I finished watching it. But they go to MIT to meet this young student who created this vibranium detection machine that the military were using, or someone was using with Lake Bell. She got away, but a lot of people were killed. They do this thing in the water where they go, yeah, and the people are like, I must kill the queen. You know, like when Frank Drebin when the head brainwashed. That's kind of what happened. And people are just jumping off the ship. That was creepy. And they're all led by this dude, Namor. So Namor goes to the Wakandans. He's like, look, we're gonna kill everyone in the world to save us, right? And you're either with us or you're against us. And it turns out they're against them. And they kidnap, when they go to get the girl, they end up getting the girl, and they get the Wakandan, the sister of the original Black Panther. I want to say Shuri. I'm close. Shuri. Oh, it was so freaking close. I'm so bad with the character names. So they kidnap her. And I was looking, I was like, she better. I know, Angela Bassett got nominated, but Shuri is the star of this movie. Like her and like the three leads are to me, Shuri, Nakia, and Okoye, which is Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o, and Denaya Gurira. I don't know if I said that right, which I want to say is Michonne. Anyway. And they were all like awesome. Like it shows, look, the superhero is still here. The kind of the heart of the movie is still here. We're honoring Chadwick Boseman, but these three women and Angela Bassett are kind of like, look, we are strong women, and we're all the superhero you need, basically. That's not right. Cause then I feel like you're saying they don't need Chadwick Boseman. You know what I'm saying is what I'm trying to say is they were awesome. Okay. Anyway. So, Fishman, I don't understand. He tells us a story about like, way back when the Aztecs, these people got pushed off, the family decided, oh, we're going to go live in the sea, because they discovered this plant that makes them really strong and saves their lives, but they can't breathe underwater. They can't breathe the air. They got gills. Not like Gil from the Simpsons. Gil. Man, this is crazy. So they have gills, but for some reason, when he's born, he is a mutant, not for some reason, because there's mutants in. So it kind of ties him in with the X-Men a little bit. We get a little mutant talk. But it's weird because his mutant thing is, A, he can breathe air, and he can breathe underwater, and B, he got little wings on his feet, which I'm not going to lie, I believe respectful of the character in the comics. A little silly when you look at him. He's like, look at me, I'm flying, yee, woo, with his feet. But the dude who played him actually was pretty excellent. I don't know this guy at all, but he's like, he played it with a certain level of a gravitas that just felt like he believed everything he was saying and felt real. So he led these people. Now, the people with the gills turned blue. So I thought, okay, they're all, you know, like Navi-looking folks. But they have to wear masks over their face when they're above water. Oh, because they can breathe underwater. Okay, yes. So they're all blue people. But then when they bring Shuri down into the, you know, into their village, which reminded me of when Madison first took Alan Bauer around the corner in the end credits of Splash. Now, if you left when the credits rolled at Splash, you missed the part where Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks turn around a corner and you see the village, the underwater city where the mer people live. So it's very much like that, except much nicer. And he tells them the story, but there are people who aren't blue. So I'm thinking, are they his direct descendants, the non-blue people? That's what I was wondering. He get it on with a human person, maybe, or with a blue person to the point where, and then, how would that work? Because if he's the only one who's not blue, I don't know how that works. But it happened. Whatever happened, it happened. But it did. I was wondering, what now? Why are they? I thought every single one of them was going to be blue except him. That wasn't the case. So he's like, look, we're going to kill everybody in the world if they bother us, right? I think that's what it was. Look, the way it happens is these guys were going to kill everyone, and they wanted to kill the girl, and Wakanda did not want to do that. So while that's going on, Lupita Nyong'o's character, she gets brought back in. Angela Bassett goes to visit her. She's living in Haiti. And she comes and she goes to rescue Shuri, Letitia Wright's character. And she gets her out of there, but kills one fish lady who was like, you promised to kill them all. I forget. She was just like, well, they made her seem like she was maybe his wife or something. Like she was more important than some of the other ones, but I don't know. There's a bunch of blue people. They get away, and now he's like, you know what? I'm going to come and kick your ass. And then, boom, we get some incredible special effects with the water, where they have these water bombs that just look, in slow motion explosion, looked spectacular to me. They come to Wakanda. They sneak in through the water, and they just destroy everything, kill a bunch of stuff, and friggin' Angela Bassett's character dies. So we have two funerals in this, which is just like, oh my God, how much pain can Shuri go through? So Namor's like, look, I'm going to give you a month. Okay. Clean up your place, bury your dead. If you're still against us, I'm coming with my full army. And I'm like, damn, that wasn't your full army. They were really cool. How they ride on whales and the whales fling them up onto ships. So they're like, okay, we need to fight them. So, God, then what happens? Oh, in that time, Shuri's like, she realizes that she can probably figure out how to print, 3D print the herb that then can turn her into the Black Panther. And they're like, we need the Black Panther. And Nakia stays and helps her with it, and she doesn't leave yet. And she becomes the new Black Panther. Everyone, because they were looking for a leader. I don't know if she's the leader now or if she's just the new Black Panther. But she sees the elder. She goes to, oh, she sees Killmonger again. He's like, look, you gotta choose what you want to be, this or that. I think she ends up choosing that, not him, but more like T'Challa. I know I'm doing a terrible job, but it's okay. So long story short, we get this giant fight with all of them. While this is happening, though, Martin Freeman, he's kind of in D.C. He's, I don't think he gets with them much at all. He helps them from afar. He gets in trouble with it from Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who we've seen in some other Marvel things. Turns out it's his ex-wife. But he gets away with it or something. Like she doesn't arrest him. But she does put him in cuffs at one point, so I forget how it ends. Anyway, excuse me. They let so there's the big fight at the end, and it's in broad daylight, which just makes the special effects it just means the special effects need to be that much perfect, that better, that sharper, you know, because you can't rely on hiding things in the night sky. And it just does, they just do a killer job with all that. Like, and we get some new suits. So, Okoye, Danai's character. She, through the whole movie, there's these suits that Shuri made that she's like, I don't like these are so bad. But she ends up, her, and I believe it's her girlfriend, I think, they end up suiting up and fighting, and it's really cool. And, Shuri now, she's the mantle of the Black Panther. She's got the power. She didn't know if she did, but she woke up and she slammed something. She's like, damn, I am strong. She's got the power. So she ends up with the final battle with Namor, and she bests him. She kicks his ass. And it was kind of cool. They figured out a thing. They sucked him up into the ship. They put the heaters on, and he was able to kind of destroy the ship. But she's like, get to the desert. Now, they weren't that far from the water, so I thought he could have just got up and said, let me go freshen up a little bit. But instead, the battle goes on, and he's like, I got to get to the water. And she doesn't let him. She dries him out. She kicks his ass. She's about to. She could kill him right then and there. But she says, you know, a truce. If you yield, I'll give you a truce. And we will work together. I will help protect your seas. You know, and he's like, really, he didn't have an option. He's like, yeah, okay, truce. Please don't kill me. This is much better than being killed. And there's a cool shot of the two of them on the back of the ship together. And they're like, the fighting is over. And so, save the day. They want to protect each other now, which makes sense. So, because you see some of the blue people, and they're not... You see these people underwater, they're not evil. They're not, you know, they're not like all villains. It's just, they're just a community, and this guy will go to no bounds to protect his people. So the movie ends with, you know, earlier in the movie, Angela Bassett went to go see Nakia in Haiti and say, you know, we missed you at the funeral. But there was a good reason why she didn't go. See, we get the end, and Shuri goes to Haiti to see Nakia, and she's like, I want you to meet somebody. And then this little kid comes up, and I swear, he looked so much like him. I thought, is this Chadwick Boseman's like son? Like, he comes up, he's like, hi, how you doing? And he's like, oh, good, how are you? He says his name, and she realizes, you know, that... You know, we are respecting his father. He knows, you know, that his dad died. He knows that we're mourning him. We didn't want to come to the funeral. We didn't think it was safe. You know, we thought it was smarter to do it this way. Angela Bassett did get a chance to meet her. In fact, I looked up, and earlier in the movie, she goes to see Nakia, and these three kids come up, and he's one of the kids. So it's like, it's kind of cool. They put that kid there right in broad daylight, and then at the end, he comes up and he's like, oh, he says his name. She goes, but tell him. He goes, well, that's my, that's the name I use here in Haiti. But my real name is Prince T'Challa, the son of King T'Challa. I was like, oh, and that's how it ended. And I was like, I think that's how it ended, right? And was that the end credit scene? I don't remember. It was a very long movie, but so just well done. It's like, you know, Marvel can do a bunch of different things. So, but they do a lot of them with this like goofy humor, you know, like Thor's got this silly humor. Even, you know, the Doctor Strange does some humorous stuff, sarcastic humor, blah blah blah. This movie, while it had some light parts, you know, it's not all heavy, dark, and you know, sad or anything, but it was more dramatic, more like it didn't have the silly goofy humor, you know, like the sarcasm of the superhero, and I just like that. It doesn't have to be the same thing for each superhero movie. You know, this could be, you could do this over here. You could do this, the group over here, the adventure over here, the spy espionage over here. And with this, you can do the big, you know, nation, you know, at war, but family grieving at the same time. Just, you could just have a little more. I've used the word already, gravitas, but still having like some fun moments. Like, you know, funny moments, lighter moments, kick-ass action, but characters you care about, and you care and you see how they are grieving. And the crazy thing is, because in real life they're grieving, you know, like this is, it's not just a movie when they're thinking about, you know, T'Challa or Chadwick Boseman. It is their friend, their co-star, someone that they spend years you'd think with, I don't know how long these movies take. And it was just so well done. So respectfully done, you know, like it's not like I'd say I brought up the Fast and the Furious or like, remember Pink Panther? Why am I putting the water on? Remember when Peter Sellers died, they still put out a Pink Panther movie with like, where is he? And they like have clips of old movies. Like that's a money grab. You see that? That's a money grab. That's not what this is. This is a continuation of a nation, of a world, of these characters, and of a superhero that's just the mantle is being passed on. And I don't know. I don't think I can say enough good things about it. You know, every kind of accolade it got, even the nominations, like all of it, to me, That checks out. I just thought it was that well done and that respectfully, that well, in such a tasteful, respectful manner. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I think you get the meaning, the gist of what I'm trying to say here. And I think with that, I'm going to call it a night because it is 9:59 as I finish recording this. So I have all the pieces ready to go. Hopefully I'll get this up within 20 minutes or so, 20 minutes, half hour. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do it all again. I'm not going to do another Marvel movie. I know I still have some that I haven't seen, but I like to space them out a little bit. And there's not just Marvel, okay? There are other superhero movies that I need to get to, and I'm going to get to. We will get to them. But for now, I'd like to tell you, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality, on Mastodon.social, again at Geek Mentality. You can follow me on Facebook. The Facebook page for the website is simply Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is fansnotexperts.com. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for subscribing, for liking the tweets, for liking the Instagram posts. And I'm looking forward to a sixth movie tomorrow. This is 5 movies in 5 days. We are now 1/6 of the way done. That's how math works. And tomorrow will be 1/5 of the way done because that's how math works. Pretty exciting, isn't it? I love math. Anyway, that's it. I'm done. I'm getting tired. So I'll see you tomorrow. But until then, my friends. Oh, yeah. I almost blew it. I was going to say, well, I say it all anyway. This is how I end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And number 3, here is my theme song. And I'm not editing anything.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.